Howdy, everybody. Welcome back to Reading Heathens, the unholy and wholly uninformed Bible study podcast. I'm your host, Adam B., here with your other host, Daniel T. How you doing, Daniel?
I'm doing great. Howdy, everybody, all you millions of listeners out there. I'm Daniel T.
Well, Daniel, we're very lucky to once again have our friend Brady on the podcast today. How you doing, Brady?
I am well. I think third time's going to be the charm for me.
Well, I'm really glad you're here because we're going to need you. Exciting chapter.
I'm very much looking forward to this.
Maybe having a guest on chapters like these is going to turn out to be good because we'll turn into like one of those regular chat podcasts, and then randomly we'll talk about who had what son.
Well, if you haven't guessed already, this is one of our favorite types of Bible chapters, which is the long list of names type of chapters.
Long list of names.
Oh, we definitely need that as an audio clip as well.
We're going to be fully produced after having these episodes of Brady.
Well, this is Genesis chapter 36, and last episode, Isaac and Rachel passed away. We learned about their descendants, and this chapter is titled Esau's Descendants, which makes me worried that the next chapter is also going to be someone else's descendants, but I guess we'll find out later.
Yeah.
For now, Daniel, do you want to kick off this exciting exploration into names we can't pronounce?
Yeah, let's check out Esau's descendants in Genesis 36 with verse 1. This is the account of the family line of Esau. This is Edom. I guess maybe
mine says that is.
Or that is Edom. I guess maybe his other name is Edom. I forget about that. Or the details. Anyways. Verse 2. Esau took his wives from the women of Canaan. Adah, daughter of Elon the Hittite, and Ohelabama, daughter of Anna, and the granddaughter of Zibion the Hivite.
Like, I saw that coming like a giant speed bump that has been needed to be worked over for a long time. I was like, I can't wait for it, and it was so good.
Oh, boy. All righty. That one was tough. Verse 3, also Basemath, daughter of Ishmael, sister of Nobiath. Adah bore Elphaz to Esau. Basemath bore Raul, and Oholibamah bore Jehush, and Jalam, and Korah. They were the sons of Esau, who were also born to him in Canaan.
If you're one of our many listeners out there who might have one of these names,
please immediately email me and tell me your life story, because that is a fun way to go through the world. I'm talking to you, Oholibamah.
How do we want to play this? Maybe just get through some of these names and then we can go on?
Let's rip them.
All right, I'm gonna speed through some of these.
Okay.
Esau took his wives and sons and daughters and all the members of his household, as well as his livestock and other animals and all the goods he had acquired in Canaan, and he moved to a land some distance from his brother Jacob. Their possessions were too great for them to remain together. The land where they were staying could not support them, both because of their livestock. So Esau, that is Edom, settled in the hill country of Seir. This is the account of the family line of Esau, the father of the Edomites, in the hill country of Seir. These are the names of Esau's sons. All right. I got a good chunk.
All right. Do you want me to just rip through this?
Yeah. Take it away.
I am going to go with a gusto for these names like you've never seen before. Here we go. These are the names of Esau's sons. Eliphaz, the son of Esau's wife Adah, and Raul, the son of Esau's wife Basemath, the sons of Eliphaz, Teman, Omar, Zepho, Gatam, and Kenaz. Esau's son Eliphaz also had a concubine named Timnah, who bore him Arnalek, These are the grandsons of Esau's wife Adah, the sons of Reuel, Nahath, Zerah, Shammah, and Mizah. These were the grandsons of Esau's wife Basemath, the sons of Esau's wife Aholibamah, daughter of Anah, and granddaughter of Zibeon, whom she bore to Esau. Jeush, Jalam, and Korah. These were the chiefs among Esau's descendants, the son of Eliphaz, the firstborn of Esau. Chiefs Teman, Omar, Zepho, Kenaz, Korah, Gotam, and Amalek. These were the chief descended from Eliphaz and Edom. They were the grandsons of Adah. The sons of Esau's son Raul. Chiefs Nahath, Zerah, Shammah, and Mizah. These were the chiefs descended from Raul, Edom, and these were the grandsons of Esau's wife Basemath. Don't worry, we're like halfway through.
I was really hoping that person's first name was just Chiefs.
I was too, yeah.
That would have been cool. Been sweet.
So I'm seeing a lot of repetition of these names in that, like, some of these were the more important ones. Is that what's... I have no idea what's going on.
I think what's happening is the repetition comes from, they're like, this person birthed this person whose name is so-and-so. And then later it's like, and then so-and-so birthed these people. So, like, you get their name in one place, and then you get it again when they're having kids.
Right. Mm. Like Mizah, which is an amazing name.
Sounds like a rapper.
It does sound like a rapper.
Picking up verse 18, the sons of Esau's wife. Why don't we just from now on call her Ollie? The sons of Esau's wife, Ollie.
They don't even know who you're talking about right now.
Ollie Bama.
That's not...
Oh, holy Bama.
There you go.
Oh, holy Bama. The sons of Esau's wife, Oh, holy Bama, on verse 18. Chiefs, Jeush, Jalam, and Korah. They were the chief descended from Esau's wife, Oh, holy Bama, daughter of Anah.
Thanks.
These were the sons of Esau. That is Edom. And these were the chiefs. These were the sons of Seir, the Horite, who were living in the region. Lotan, Shobal, Zibeon, Anah, Dishon. Ezer and Dishon. See, this is why we can't tell anybody or advertise this podcast. because we're laughing at these names. The sons of Lotan, Hira, and Homam. Timnah was Lotan's sister. The sons of Shobal, Alvin, Mahath, Ebal, Shepho, and Anam.
Daniel, I hear you losing steam.
Yeah.
So I'm going to pick it up.
Keep going.
The sons of Zibeon.
Try my damnest.
Aya and Anah. This is the Anah who discovered the hot springs in the desert while he was grazing the donkeys of his father Zibeon.
Oh, good job.
Nice. Yeah,
good story.
The children of Anah, Dishon and Oholibamah, daughter of Anah. The sons of Dishon, Hemdan, Eshban, Ithron, and Keran. The sons of Ezer, Bilhan, Zavon, and Akan. The sons of Dishon, Uz, and Aran. These were the Horite chiefs, Lotan, Shobal, Zibeon, Anan, Dishon, Ezer, and Dishan. These were the Horite chiefs, according to their divisions, in the land of Seir.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, all right. It sounds with that sigh to our listeners like we might be done.
No. I'm
unfortunately.
No. This is just getting going. Hold on. Let me get through the rulers of Edom.
This one looks like it has like a little bit of story to it.
This is going to be a page turner for all you Bible freaks out there. These were the kings who reigned in Edom before any Israelite king reigned. Bela, son of Beor, became king of Edom. His city was named Dinhabah. When Bela died, Jobab, son of Zerah from Bozrah, succeeded him as king. When Jobab died, Husham from the land of...
Oh, damn it, I thought that said Hushman.
Hushman.
That would have been so cool.
Husham from the land of Temanite succeeded him as king. When Husham died, Hadad, son of Bedad, who defeated Midian in the country of Moab, succeeded him as king. His city was named Avith. When Hadad died, Samia and Masrekah succeeded him as king. When Samaiah died, Shaul from Rehoboth of the river succeeded him as king. When Shaul died, Baal-Hanan, son of Achbor, succeeded him as king. When Baal-Hanan, son of Achbor, died, Hadad succeeded him as king. His city was named Pal, and his wife's name was Mehetabel, daughter of Matred, the daughter of Mezahab. These were the chiefs descended from Esau by name according to their clans and regions. Timnah, Alva, Jeheth, Oholibamah, Elah, Pinon, Kenaz, Teman, Mibzar, Magdiel, and Iram. These were the chiefs of Edom according to their settlements and the land they occupied. This is the family line of Esau, the father of the Edomites.
Yay, we did it.
Oh my gosh, golly gee.
Well, you know, it would seem that the significance of this is that we're about to jump forward in history quite a bit.
It seems like, yeah, right?
But I think in the past we've read these lineages before, and then it goes right back to, like, back to where we were with Esau. Yeah. Like, or Esau's first son.
I read ahead, and I think that's going to happen. But, you know, this is very important, guys, because if we didn't have these, like, historical texts that tell us how things happen, we wouldn't know that they're the earth is only 6,000 years old. This is how we know.
Yeah, and I mean the record keeping here is obviously spot on in terms of historical accuracy. So
I wonder how old this information was when it was integrated into the Bible. I don't know. I can't make this interesting, fellas.
Yeah.
All right. Here's my pitch. All right. This is decidedly, amazingly uninteresting. Mm-hmm. But let's add a little pep. Let's add a little pizzazz. Uh-huh. Let's come up with the top five names on this list in this chapter. Who takes the reins as the number one name in Esau's descendants?
I got it already. I don't even have to think about it.
Yeah.
Oholibamah.
I mean, obviously that's the one coming out of the gate, but
that's name number one. Number two is Zepho, because it sounds like a Star Wars planet in the new Star Wars video game.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
After that, Gotham. Gatam.
Gotham.
Got a good name.
Yeah, that's also a good name.
So that's number three. All right. Number four, Akon, because it's almost Anakin if you squint your eyes. And that's another Star Wars name.
Yeah, yeah.
And number five, I'm going to go with Beor.
Beor, that's Beor. A good one.
Yeah, I like it. What about you, Brady? You got a list over there?
I mean, it's hard for me to dispute number one, Oholibamah. And I think one... The name is ridiculous, and it reminds us of Barack Obama, right? I think that's where we all kind of go when we hear that.
Yeah, it's like what you would put on one of those fake religious candles that just has Obama on it instead of the Virgin Obama. Mary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A couple names that I think, you know, I want to throw in the conversation and as the top names. Lotan.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Almost like Lobot.
Yep. That was exactly where my head went, was a Lobot sort of descendant, you know? I imagine he's got the digital headwear.
Yeah, for sure.
Rocking around wherever he's
it's
rocking
just
around.
It's just abacuses or abacai.
And another one that I like, it's you only need the two letters, Uz, you know?
Uz
is good, man. Uz is great.
I've been saying that one, ooze.
I'm going Uz.
I like it either way, though.
Uz, and I think, those are, I think, up for me on the list as well. And Mizza. I think Mizza's good, too.
Mizza's a great one. I mean, for me, I'm going with you guys. Oholibamah is number one. I think that takes the cake.
I think it's
cake.
A unanimous, yeah.
Unanimous one. Number two is Mizza, because I might give myself that name as one of my nicknames. I might go by Mizza from now on. And
DJ Mizza bringing yeah. you Esau's Descendants.
Or or I may go by Bass Math.
Yeah. Oh man, Bass Math. I can't believe yeah. I slept on that.
Yeah, that's a good really one. Good.
I mean,
that's...
Bass Math sounds like a 14-year-old DJ. That's what yeah. I think. You know.
And I do like Joe Bab too. Joe Bab.
Joe Bab's honorable mention.
I think could make a comeback. Joe Bab.
Deshaun. Deshaun, isn't yeah, great.
That one's still around, right?
So yeah, I think I'll put Deshaun as my last one just because yeah. it sounds tasty.
Yeah.
Well, now that we've really proven our cultural awareness, I feel like we gotta rate this 1 to 5. I'll go ahead and say this is a 2 for me, just because I've encountered chapters like this that were less interesting in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's just having you here with us, Brady.
Hey,
helping us make a better product.
You know, sometimes you just gotta get through it, you know?
Well, you helped us do that, and for that, it gets 2 stars.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and give it, I'm going with you, Adam. I'm going to go 2 stars out of 5, I think, because there's some fun, like, obviously more fun names than I can remember in the past. And also, there's a little bit of a King stuff here, so if you wanted to, you know, follow things through, I mean, you get to see some who became King and who didn't. I'm not going to do that, but solid.
Like that's a lot of work going into all these different kings here.
Solid 2.0, but we are, I mean, look, this is chapter 36. I mean, we are within striking distance of the end of Genesis, I think.
Well, I think there are only 50 chapters in Genesis.
Yeah, so, I mean, oh, when you're nice. Getting towards the end yeah. of Genesis like this, I mean, you've got to start bringing it. And so, yeah, I think a 2.0 is fair.
Yeah, I'll end with a 2.0. I think that's fair.
It's unanimous.
Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking since we got some extra time here, Brady, is there anything you would like to share about your experience growing up in the Bible Belt, surrounding Christianity?
Oh, yeah.
Any insight? Is there anything that this brings back to you, you know, stepping back into the Bible? Is there an image of a young Brady? Did you have one of those Bibles with your name inscribed on it that was given to you as a gift?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, with the sort of like gold leaf looking kind of engraved on one of those red cover Bibles. I think it was like a catechism, like finishing our catechism class.
Ooh, catechism. That's a cool word.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't know. It's, you know, Jesus training.
Well, what branch of the Christians is that?
I was of the Lutheran brand.
I didn't remember that, Brady.
Mm. Yeah,
I didn't know there was a big Lutheran presence in Arkansas.
Is that Catholic light? Is that what that is?
It is definitely Catholic light.
And similar
yeah.
kind of, and Methodist is kind of Lutheran light. From yeah. what I understand, yeah. it's like distilled yeah. a bit further, but it's kind of a liberal leaning.
Oh, it's definitely, yeah. It's, you know, because I grew up in Conway, Arkansas, for all you millions of listeners out there who may not be familiar with the town, deep in the Bible Belt here. And almost everybody was like Southern Baptist, and then we had a pretty big Catholic church. But my Lutheran church had like maybe 100 people on a good Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like a good Sunday, and we were definitely like a weirdo liberal Jesus loving kind of church that did not fit in with the rest of the religious scene in Conway.
Did you get any hate from members of other churches? Because I was accused of being a heathen for being a Methodist.
I don't know if it was necessarily directed at the church, but you know, I wasn't as anti-abortion as some of my Southern Baptist friends, so I caught some heat for that, and I was like, listen, man, you know, that's just what my religion tells me. Just follow the love. And they're like, no, they're going to hell. And I'm like, I don't really buy that stuff.
No, circumcise them and then kill them.
And then kill them, yeah. No, it was weird because, you know, I grew up with all that hellfire and brimstone kind of stuff around me, but, I mean, my parents and my family and, you know, the church in general was like pretty chill, you know. So I have mostly fond memories of it, except for, you know, some Sundays when I wanted to go home and watch football but had to go to Bible study, you know.
Yeah, I feel you. I know a lot of people around me got really bitter about their religious upbringing, And I think I was shielded by that somewhat from the liberal and or more relaxed nature of my church.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely had that, like, rebellious, fuck you, I don't have to go to church sort of thing. But, I mean, I look back mostly fondly on my upbringing in the good old Lutheran church.
Are there any, like, notable, what are the notable differences from maybe just, like, your average Southern Baptist church? Like, what are the... As far as like for instance, you know, like in a Catholic church, like full on Catholics, you have the dressing and the swinging of smoke and stuff like that from time to time. But is there any like notable, you know, Pentecostal churches? You got the skirts and long hair and things like that. Yeah, Adams churches let women do the preaching sometimes, like that kind of thing.
I mean, it was, if you've been to like a Catholic church service. It's our church services were like very, very similar, except for, you know, some of the, you know, different like church readings and that sort of stuff that we would have.
Lots of kneeling and standing.
Oh boy. Yeah. I mean, I feel like there was less kneeling, but there was a lot of sitting and standing. Mm-hmm. But I feel like they followed the same playbook. It was like, all right, we're going to come in, we're going to hit you with some songs right off the bat. We're going to have a little procession. You can go up. You're going to light those little altar candles. And then we'll do some reading from the Bible. Yeah.
We did that
as
well.
Maybe we'll add another little song, you know. We're going to get a little sermon in there. We're going to share a little bit of the peace with everybody, you know. We'll sing our ways right on out. But going to a Catholic service was like, I was like, oh, I can do this. I know all these plays. This is good.
Did you have the, I can't remember the name of the thing. It's something like, as it was in the beginning, it is and shall ever, forever shall be.
No.
World without end. Amen. Little thing.
It's not ringing any bells, but I feel like I get the spirit of what you're talking about.
I'm wondering if we have any of the same, like, repeated things that happened.
Did you do, like, Nicene Creed and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah.
I used to know that one by heart, and I had no idea what I was saying.
Yeah, is that the one where it's like, I believe in the blah, 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 and the blah, blah, blah?
Yeah.
I can do it once I'm in a church and it starts happening, I can do
you're
it.
Like, yeah, it's like, oh, I know this song, yeah.
Yeah, it always makes me a little bit more nervous each time I go to church, because it's been longer and longer since I've gone home.
It's
and
only
once it starts, I'm like,
son that whosoever should kind of mumble it. Yeah.
And everyone in the church is looking at the preacher's son to make sure he's still a Christian.
When was the last time either one of you have been to church?
Went not too long ago, during the summer.
Okay, all right.
Went to one of my dad's services.
Well, I feel like, yeah. Well, if he's preaching, I feel like you kind of gotta go, right?
Yeah, I mean, we actually went early to, you know, we like made a point of trying to make it on time, and it's always good. I like my dad and I like his church, but this is a church I'm so far removed from that there aren't a lot of friendly faces.
Right.
There are just a lot of people, like a
lot of strangers.
Hey,
yeah,
we see you're here. We see you're here with your girlfriend.
Living in sin, huh?
Have either of you been to church while you've been in California?
No, I haven't gone. I've wanted to go to a church out here because I haven't stepped like into a service in like 12 years.
I know, right?
So
I almost went to Kanye's Sunday service the other day.
I think there's a Baptist church down the street from me, but I think like a Baptist church that I would recognize, I think I would have to go to like South Central LA, I think is what that's what pop culture or most people who talk about churches out here have told me. Like, to be at a service that I recognize, because, like...
Right.
Because, you know, what's really interesting is because you guys, you know, we're talking about all the, you know, like, the sayings and the different things and the different moves and the kneeling and the standing and stuff like that. But in the, you know, a Southern Baptist church, like, you don't do anything, but you sing, someone screams at you for a long time, and then and then you sing some more, and then someone screams at you for a long time, and then, you know, you might pray over somebody. they'd do some saving, but that's about it. And it's kind of interesting that your guys...
That sounds terrifying to me.
It is a little terrifying sometimes, but it actually seems a lot loosey-goosey than you guys seem much more strict. But totally, on the back end, you guys are more liberal than your average Southern Baptist church.
Well, we definitely had, like, ritual was a part of it.
Yeah, for sure.
But Dad never got fire and brimstone-y at all. It was always kind of like a moral message. And there was usually a lot of humor involved. But the one time, I remember there was one time out of my entire youth going to church every Sunday that Dad got a little hot under the collar. It was a little bit of a sermon of like...
Listen here, you shit.
Yeah, like basically like, you know, you have to try to be good.
Yeah.
And it was the only sermon that was like that. And this huge storm rolled in. And like just one of those giant Arkansas storms. And it was like... Every time, like, his voice had been raised just a little bit would be this huge, like, thunderclap. Like, it was so badass. Yeah. I was really stoked.
The Lord coming in for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, he doesn't get mad that often. I better reinforce this.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna this make must a, be important.
Yeah, I got to make a point today. I got your back, man.
Yeah, you know what? And that probably made for a better, more powerful thing, because it's like that every Sunday at a Southern Baptist church. It's like the world's coming to an end every Sunday. And it's like not it's like you said that always last like week, literally guys. Saying it's
I'm
coming
still
to an
here.
End. But no, we were strict on every single, like, down to the nitty gritty of every single topic, to the point of like, let's say a young lady may have gotten pregnant in high school or outside of wedlock even. She would have to come up and apologize to the whole group, like right up there, apologize, say how she did bad, and then after that, you can have the baby shower and everything at the church and all and whatnot. But at first, you had to.
But
get,
first, you must be publicly shamed. Yeah, and then that's crazy.
Were you
sometimes with the
either y'all close to your pastors? Did you know them personally?
Well, because our church was so small, like it was like you know our you know. You know, my parents were friends with him, and it was a pretty, like, close community. So, you know, we would go over to his house regularly, and, like, I grew up with his kids, and they're around my same age. So, yeah.
Yeah, same
I
here.
I feel like I knew him pretty well. And then he like, left, like, towards the end of high school or something, and it kind of, that's when the church kind of started, like, I mean, it's not, our church isn't even around anymore. Like, it kind of went by the wayside, and there's another congregation in there who sort of took over.
Yeah, it's happening to churches all over. I know my dad's pretty sad about it, and I'm afraid I am contributing to the problem by allowing this great product out into the world that so many hundreds and thousands of people are listening to instead of going to church.
I think the Bible's not doing the podcast any favors when it's just a list of names. Like, the chapter 34, my first appearance on this podcast was admittedly a high point, a banger. There was all sorts of intrigue, but you know, you get into like a whole bunch of names and stuff, and I'm like, what? Why'd you put this in the Bible? This isn't good reading. Like, it's not interesting reading for me anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially in the beginning.
What you're saying is, Brady, is people should not listen to our podcast.
What I'm giving is a strong endorsement for everyone to tune out of this podcast immediately.
Check out Dan Carlin.
Yeah.
Check out Dan Carlin.
And what you're going to want to do is go find my book, The Search for Rachel's Tomb, if you're paying attention. No, but it, like this, I don't know. I've admittedly not read really any of the Bible except for New Testament stuff, you know? And going back and, like, reading this, I was like, I forgot that any of this stuff was in here. And then when I was listening to you do the stuff on, like, Noah and some of those, like, famous Bible stories, it's like a blip that turned into, like, a month's worth of lessons in church or something, you know? It's like, all right, we're going to talk about Noah, and you're going to put on a play, and it's like eight lines or something, you know? You're like, that was it? They're
well,
like, yeah,
I
we don't want
say,
you doing the names thing for too long.
before, it's been a while since we hit a good block of names. I'll say the last like 10 chapters have been pretty interesting. They haven't been Bible stories I heard in church very often. But
yeah.
Like I said, recently, you know, God just came down and wrestled with Jacob all night long. So like
there has been a lot to learn. We started off a little where we would make fun of the chapters a little hard. I think because early Bible is hard to just talk, review and talk about anyways, because there's not much story there. Like I said, it's only a couple lines. But I think we try hard to be a little reasonable, but the Bible doesn't help you much when it has some of the stuff in it. I mean, you're going to make a joke. You're going to make like laugh at a silly name and stuff. But it's been a little tough.
It is humorous, though, to us now, right? Like, I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Well, I think some people might raise questions.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. You know what I mean? Like, I get that there are people who take this book very, very seriously and have, you know, like, killed people over it. I take it a little more lightly than them, perhaps. But, like, I think there's a lot of, you know, the fun of going over these names is just like, all right, people used to be named this, and now I gotta say it out loud, you know?
And if anyone gets offended, they should know that I make fun of my Bible, which is Star Wars, all the time. Still way more important to me than the Bible is, but I make fun of that as well.
Well, what's really going to be good is like if you know, if Adam and I never get any more listeners to this podcast, we'll probably live safe lives. But then if we become famous, well, we'll get to be famous for a few weeks. And then we'll be murdered in the streets. So both options really are go gangbusters for us, you know.
I feel like you're nowhere near the getting murdered. You haven't really broached that line, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't know if 15 listeners is going to get us murdered.
Yeah, that's good. That's
we'll work on it.
Yeah. Well, after I bump your listenership by 2 or 3 people, you might be in danger. But I hope.
Yeah.
Not.
I am looking forward to that, Brady, Ness bump. Is there anything else you would like to plug? As this, I believe, is your last episode for now.
Oh, yeah. I've got nothing to plug except for, you know, this podcast. Everyone, like, subscribe, share, smash those buttons that you're supposed to smash, you know? Rate, comment, review, do all those cool things, right? Isn't that what we're supposed to say?
Yeah.
Hell yes.
Yeah. Or
we need Brady to help remind us to pump up our podcast. At the end. And also here, I'll do the last part. Thanks for coming on. Thanks for coming on here, Brady. This can be.
Oh man, it was a pleasure. Nice. I'd love to do it again. It's been so long since I've read the Bible. It's nice to get back and talk about it a little bit.
Well, I hope to talk to you again about more Bible soon, and maybe we won't end on a list of names. But thank you a million for being here. Everybody out there, or Daniel, you said you were going to do the ending, and then you stopped talking.
Sorry, then I lost steam. Just a reminder to everybody, we're part of the Hosted Pod Network. It's just... We're every day we're building it more and more, a group of friends doing things. So follow us at Hosted Pod on Instagram, and email us all your complaints and questions to hostedpod@gmail.com. Follow us on our Twitch channel where you'll find all the other content with Schaefer Born. We're going to loop in our friend Tater playing video games at some point. That's at twitch.tv/hostedpod. Yeah, come see us some more and have fun, and we'll see you on the next one. Did I forget anything?
I'm just Googling backslash. I always say backslash, but I think it's just a regular slash.
It's the slash. The slash you guys always use. The slash we've been using since 1994.
Yeah, it's just a slash.
People don't say backslash.
No, a backslash is a different thing. It's the opposite angle.
Do you never use a backslash when going to a website or anything?
No, never.
http://www?
Oh, maybe that's where I'm getting it. Anyhow, you guys know how to use the internet, even if I don't. Yeah. Have fun.
Bye-bye.
Bye, y'all.
but now I'm found. I was blind.